Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, Q104, Alyssa Rose. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good God Almighty. Are you ready for SummerSlam?
SummerSlam! Bill, I'm so ready. You have no idea. I've got my outfit planned. I've got my title belt ready to go. I will be at the Browns Stadium tomorrow. I probably won't have a voice on Monday. I'm warning you right now.
You actually have a title belt?
Well, we have two. I'm bringing the fake one that was like $20 online. Not the $400 one.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking maybe I was learning something new about you, that somewhere within the past few years, you entered into wrestling and you earned yourself a title belt.
Oh, like I actually won it for myself?
Yeah.
And that my fiance didn't just pay for them?
Right, because if you won it, I could totally see you just wearing that and walking around town and going to SummerSlam.
You would have seen it by now. If I actually had one of those to my name that I earned, You better believe you would have seen it by now.
What are you most excited for to see tomorrow night at Brown Stadium for SummerSlam?
Oh my gosh, what a loaded question. Well, first of all, I'm very, very excited to go to Brew Nuts in the morning because they have a bunch of donuts that are like wrestling themed. That's how we're going to start the day. They have like specific donuts for SummerSlam. Very excited. And then tomorrow, I don't even know. I'm probably excited most for the women's match. I love the women's realm of WWE. They're so fun to watch. It makes me want to wrestle.
And earn your own title belt someday.
No, it really does. I actually signed up for a class last year, and I chickened out, and I canceled. Couldn't you see that, though?
What's that?
Me just doing flips off the ropes, taking out some of my rage in the middle of the ring.
I could see it. What, do you have an outfit picked out for tomorrow night?
You know I have an outfit picked out.
I want to see pictures, so post those as soon as you can. I will be watching on social media over the weekend.
Okay.
At the Q Morning Show on Instagram, at Hi Alyssa Rose is Alyssa's personal IG. Well, have fun tomorrow night.
Thank you. I know. I'm so excited. We start tonight. There's a kickoff party, I think, outside of Rocket Mortgage that we're going to go hang out at, get in the SummerSlam spirit.
I hope no one gets hurt. I hope you don't get hurt.
I mean, I'm sure somebody will get hurt, but like that's the name of the game. It's wrestling.
It's Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Dorothy and Elyria joining us right now. What are your good vibes, Dorothy?
My good vibes are I'm about to get on a plane in about 2 hours to see my family, my son and daughter-in-law, and my two grandchildren in California. They're both in the U.S. Coast Guard, and we are going to go to Monterey, Carmel, and then drive up the coast to Petaluma, where my daughter-in-law is getting ranked up. She is chief of her base now. So I see them only once a year, so it's a big deal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, once a year because, you know, with them being in the service and, you know, expenses and travel and all that.
Yeah, and that's a long time to go without seeing your grandkids especially.
That's the big highlight, the grandchildren.
The grandbabies. You're going to have so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
10 days is a long trip, but it's going to fly by. It's never long enough.
It is, and it always ends in tears.
Every time.
And, of course, it'll be nice to see your son, and I'm happy that you get to see your daughter-in-law promoted. You must be so proud.
Yes, it sure is. They've worked hard.
Please thank them for their service for us.
I surely will.
Wonderful good vibes. Thank you, Dorothy, for listening and for sharing this morning.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed day.
Travel safe and have a great vacation.
Thank you.
You know, that didn't help disprove my theory that I feel like everybody is on vacation right now.
I really do.
Or leaving for vacation, like Dorothy. If you are not on vacation, but you're feeling good on this Friday morning, you have good vibes, share with us, 216-474-0104. You can call, you can text. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Q104, 90s. 2000s and now. Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Is this a spoiler alert if I tell you what happened at the Olympics yesterday or last night, whenever it was?
No.
It's not a spoiler?
No, I don't think so. It's everywhere right now.
Simone Biles won another gold.
Another gold! This time in the women's all-around, right?
Yes. She is unstoppable. Did you watch last night? Were you able to see any of it?
You know, I actually did not. I thought the gymnastics was over. Joke's on me, it's not.
I must confess, I was not able to watch as well, but I did see this morning. There was a commercial that aired before the All Around on NBC, and it featured all these highlights of Simone Biles. You know, she's doing her thing. She's on the pommel horse. She's flipping around. And it's an amazing, powerful commercial that was voiced by Beyonce.
Oh!
So here's a little bit of that.
Simone Biles inspires me, and I'm pretty sure she inspires you too. Such confidence in her strength, such beauty in her power. Brilliance, it doesn't come easy. Gold can be a hell of a journey, and the greatest of all time is willing to put that title on the line every time she walks out there.
The greatest. That's it.
Take your best shot, world. She's ready for you. Simone in the All Around. Tonight in Paris.
And then she goes out and wins the gold.
One queen to another. Did you see that Simone now has a little necklace that she's wearing with a goat on it?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, no, she actually has a necklace with a goat on it because she's the goat, the greatest of all time.
If I were Simone Biles, I would be walking around with my phone all the time with that YouTube video of the commercial queued up. And I'd be like, hi, I'm Simone Biles. Did you know that I inspire Beyonce? Here's proof.
Here you go.
Just play.
No, honestly, though, I was thinking about this yesterday. The amount of youngins right now watching these Olympic Games, watching Simone, who maybe in like, you know, 15, 20 years we'll be seeing on the TV doing their thing as well. And they'll say that they were inspired by Simone.
I hope that's true. It's Q104.
And nobody even knows. Can't cover my job.
T-Swift, and you've got the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Yesterday, I went back to school shopping. Not for myself. My boys are going back to school in less than 3 weeks. And so we're taking advantage of tax-free in Ohio right now. Tax-free this weekend until August 8th in Ohio. And we went to Aurora Farms Factory Outlets. I think that's what it's called. I don't know if it's called Aurora Farms anymore. Maybe it's just Aurora Factory Outlets.
Oh, cool. Did they get some good stuff?
We put a huge dent into back to school shopping for sure.
But when that's got to feel good.
When I walked into Aurora Farms, I noticed something that I thought was a little out of place. And that was Spirit Halloween.
What? Already?
I thought it was kind of soon as well.
Was it open?
Yeah, open for business.
What?
And then I'm reading this morning that Spirit Halloween is open for business across the country in many locations.
It's literally August 2nd.
Too soon.
I mean, I never think it's too soon for Halloween. I'm just a little surprised. I might have to make a field trip out there.
May from Cleveland is on the line. May, are you excited about Halloween?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I'm excited about Halloween the day after Halloween.
Oh, I feel that on a emotional level.
Oh, the day after you're thinking about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you evaluating the most recent season and kind of like an analysis of what you enjoy doing, what you want to do differently next year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had my thought on this Halloween costume the day after Halloween last year.
Did you really? Wait, what are you being?
So I'm going to be Velma. My boyfriend's going to be Shaggy because they have a little thing.
Oh,
my
cute.
Dog is going to be Scooby-Doo because he's a German Shepherd. And then my son is going to be Fred. But you know, like those little cars that are like red and yellow? I was going to paint that to look like the Mystery Machine.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun.
I know.
I love that.
Can you recruit anyone else to join your gang, your Scooby-Doo gang?
My neighbor, who's like my best friend, she might want to be Daphne.
Yeah, and then who would you be missing? That's it, right?
I'm pretty sure that's everybody.
Yeah.
You just need a Daphne.
I just need a Daphne.
If push comes to shove, I volunteer as tribute. Count me in.
Perfect.
You would be a good Daphne, Alyssa.
Get me a red wig and I'm ready to go.
I don't even think you need to do that much. I think you just got to put on the clothes. I think the hair kind of works.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got Daphne vibes.
Thank you. What a compliment.
All right, the countdown is on until Halloween. Thank you, May. Appreciate you listening this morning.
Of course.
Yeah. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So this Travis Kelce podcast, the one that he does with his brother, Jason, the New Heights podcast, we've been talking about this podcast a lot over the past few months.
I feel like it's gotten really popular. I mean, obviously, because, you know, Travis, Taylor.
According to what I'm reading, it now ranks, this podcast, it's the New Heights podcast, and it ranks fourth by audience, whatever measurement they're using to determine that. Yeah, it's a popular podcast, and we've been talking about it a lot because everyone is going there listening to see if Travis says something about Taylor.
Well, yeah, of course.
But I guess they've been doing this podcast on their own, and they've been doing all the work and uploading it, and I'm sure somebody's helping them with it. But now they're shopping this podcast around.
Oh.
To audio companies, to podcast companies, people who do this professionally for a living. And right now, from what I'm reading here, they're chatting with Wondery, which is Amazon's podcast company.
Mm-hmm.
And they could sign a $100 million agreement.
Bro.
I don't know if it's too late in the game. I don't know if this ship has sailed, if it's gone by already, but I'd like to make a plea to Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce, hometown natives from Cleveland Heights.
Hometown boys.
If you would like to have your podcast on the Odyssey app, we can offer you $40,000. $40,000?
$40,000?
Less than that?
I was going to say like a friendship bracelet.
We can offer you a friendship bracelet.
That feels more correct.
Was I going too far by offering $40,000?
I mean, I didn't know that we had that to spare.
Well, we'd have to let somebody go.
Oh. Pfft.
But then we could have the podcast on the Amazon app.
Or okay.
Not the Amazon app, the Odyssey app.
Next on the Q Morning Show.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's the last chance that you have to play on a Friday. And your last chance this week to beat her and give her her first loss, because it's just ridiculous right now. 18 wins, 0 losses. Can you beat Alyssa in this 3-question trivia challenge? Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 7:55 this morning. Call now to play. 216-474-0104.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
All right, enough of this tomfoolery. Alyssa is already out of the studio. Mike from Ravenna is going to play this morning. Mike, are you ready for your questions?
Yes, I'm ready.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it's a tie, then Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa.
Okay.
Are you watching the Olympics by any chance?
No.
Okay. Well, let's see how you do on these questions anyway. One of the soccer stars of the U.S. women's national team at the Olympics is Trinity Rodman. Who is Trinity's father?
I have no clue.
Question two. This is more general knowledge. When you're in Paris, where would you go to see the Mona Lisa?
Museum.
That's your answer? A museum?
A museum.
Can you be any more specific?
It starts with an L. The Louvre?
Yes! Yes!
Okay.
And finally, the name of the YouTube star who has his own candy bar called Feastables.
Oh, Mr. Beast.
You rallied there at the end, Mike. So I think you have a good shot. So let's get Alyssa back into the studio. We have a new intercom system that we're testing out.
Okay.
Alyssa, can you please come back into the studio?
All right, I'm coming.
All right, she's going to be back in a second, Mike.
All right.
So you're just going to let the Olympics go by without watching anything?
I catch little shorts on YouTube, but
yeah.
I haven't had a chance to watch it on TV.
It's a lot. It's a lot to consume, and we're busy people.
Yeah.
Alyssa, Mike did very well.
Oh, did he?
Started out slow, but he rallied.
Okay, so all right.
Let's find out how you do with the three questions today. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I know Alyssa is watching the Olympics. One of the soccer stars of the U.S. women's national team at the Olympics is Trinity Rodman. Who is Trinity's father?
Is Dennis Rodman a person? Okay.
That's correct.
And I don't know what Dennis does, but it sounded like a name.
Former NBA basketball player.
There it is.
And, I mean, the list of things that he's done after that is too long to get into right now. Question two. When you're in Paris, where would you go to see the Mona Lisa?
Oh, I want to say the Met. That's not right. That's in New York. I don't know.
You would go to the Louvre.
Oh, yep.
So we remain tied at one. Question number three. The name of the YouTube star who has his own candy bar brand called Feastables.
Mr. Beast.
She got it. And another tie today. Unbelievable.
And the streak keeps going.
Mike, thank you so much. You did very well. And we have a parting gift for you. It's a gift card to Blue Falls Car Wash.
Oh, thanks. My name is Mike, and I just flunked out Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Everybody at
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Yesterday, at this time, we were talking about the 10 Olympians that you should be following on TikTok. And actually, Alyssa is the only one of us, between the two of us, that is on TikTok. So if anybody's going to follow someone on TikTok, it's going to be Alyssa. Did you find someone on TikTok that you want to follow that is an Olympian?
You know, I did. And this list yesterday, I just went back and double-checked. He is not on this list of the top 10 Olympians that you should be following.
Oh, you're saying he should be.
But he definitely should be. Okay, so
who is it?
He's a swimmer from Norway. His name is Henrik Christensen. Now, let me tell you why I'm obsessed with him on TikTok right now. So you know how we've been waiting for like a good Olympics love story?
You think I've been waiting for a really good Olympics love story?
I thought that we both had. glad. We were both excited that the dating apps were popping in the Olympic Village.
I'll just go along with it for the sake of time. Yes, I've definitely been waiting for that.
Okay. Okay, fine. Well, there is a love affair happening between Henrik, the swimmer, and the chocolate muffins in the Olympic Village.
So they're putting out chocolate muffins for the athletes?
Yes.
Like in their daily breakfast spread?
It has consumed his entire account. The amount of TikToks that this man has posted with chocolate muffins since he got to Paris, I don't think he's going to be okay once the Olympics are over. I think he might go through withdrawals. It's to the point that, like, other countries now, other teams are hopping on the trend. Like, Singapore has posted a video, one of their athletes being like, I found the chocolate muffins, but I don't want to take them from that one Norwegian swimmer. And then also, like, Great Britain, Germany, U.S. Like, I'm telling you, seriously, at least probably, like, 12 TikToks so far of Henrik in this muffin.
So chocolate muffins, bringing the nations together.
You know, there's been some issues with the food in the Olympic Village between not having enough and the athletes just not liking it. But one thing for sure, the chocolate muffin is winning.
Paris is known for their pastries, so I hear. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Sabrina Carpenter, it's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, I'm not sure about you, but back in my swinging 20s college days...
Yeah.
I used to enjoy a trip to Taco Bell in the middle of the night. In fact, that's when I first discovered that Taco Bell was open 24 hours when I went to Kent. That was the first time that I've ever experienced really anything open 24 hours.
Really?
And it was the Taco Bell in Kent.
Oh, I've been blessed to be able to experience that my whole life.
Blew my mind. But I'm reading here where Taco Bell hopes to expand the use of AI voice technology in its drive-thrus to hundreds of U.S. locations by the end of the year. Taco Bell says that this should improve order accuracy and reduce wait times by having customers interact with a computer instead of a human.
So even Taco Bell is hopping on the AI train?
Yes, and how do you think that's going to go?
I don't know. Just based on the type of people that go to Taco Bell, say, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Shouldn't have a problem, right?
I feel like this just might not, like, compute. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, just a bunch of people at the Taco Bell trying to order their nachos Bel Grande and their Mexican pizzas to AI. It should go smoothly, I'm sure.
I would love to see a camera on the drive-thru of people trying to stumble their way through this one.
That's the newest reality show, the Taco Bell drive-thru. I love it. It's Q104. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, earlier this morning, we were talking about how Taco Bell plans to roll out AI in their drive-thrus by the end of the year. Brittany and Lorraine is joining us right now. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
So do you think this is going to work, AI in the drive-thrus?
No, not at all. I don't think that drunk people and AI work good together.
See, that's what I was saying.
I think we should test that out somehow. I don't know how to test it out. I mean, I guess we could do it, Alyssa. We could just get drunk and go on ChatGPT this weekend. And
don't tempt me with a good time, Bill.
Hey, just Alyssa, be ready. I'll pick you up. We'll go grab some drinks, and then we'll go to Taco Bell later.
I love that plan. That's a great plan.
Brittany, have you seen any establishments near you that are using AI in the drive-thru?
Yeah, actually, in Elyria, McDonald's, they do, and it's horrible.
You've tried to use it?
Almost every day. Yeah, I have to use it.
Almost every day?
Yeah, I like coffee.
Oh, okay. McDonald's coffee is good.
So is it more accurate?
No, they just take forever. And then it's weird, like, when you want certain things in it or off your stuff, it's just like, sometimes they get it right, sometimes they get it wrong. But they don't rush you as much as the people. They don't ask, okay, is that it? Is that it?
Oh, interesting.
They let you just keep ordering.
AI is more polite to deal with.
They're more patient.
Yes.
Who knew?
Good vibes at 8:55 on the way. Also, a chance to win Cedar Point tickets coming up after 9 this morning. Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 8:55 on Q104.
Okay, who's on with us this morning?
Okay, sorry, it's Megan and Owen.
You didn't have to say sorry, Megan.
Oh, okay, I'm not sorry.
This has been an ongoing discussion between Alyssa and I this week. Why do we say we're sorry when there's nothing to apologize
all
for?
All the time.
I know. We're too nice.
Megan, we're happy to have you on with us.
Yeah, thank you.
So who is Owen?
Owen is my 11-year-old son, and I'm going to let him tell you his good vibes.
I would love it. All right. Hello, Owen.
Hi, I'm Owen. My good vibes are I'm going on my first solo flight to Colorado today.
Oh, that's such a big thing. Are you nervous?
A little.
How in the world, at 11 years old, did you get a pilot's license? How many hours did you have to spend in the air to get a solo pilot's license?
Like 17, probably.
17 hours? That's all it takes?
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I correct? Are you saying that you're flying solo to Colorado or you're going to be a passenger on a plane?
I'm going to be a passenger.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
That's brave, though. I didn't fly by myself till I was 22.
You were a grown adult?
I was.
Amazing. Owen, what's in Colorado?
My aunt and uncle, they got a new house, and I'm going to visit it.
And they invited you to stay?
Yeah.
Are you guys doing anything fun while you're there?
I'm going whitewater rafting tonight, and they got me a bike.
Okay.
So you're getting off the plane and getting on a raft.
Yeah.
That's a lot to do in a span of 24 hours.
The stamina of a kid.
Now, why is mom not going on this trip?
I don't know. I guess they just invited me.
She wasn't invited. She didn't get the invite. Sorry, Mom.
That's funny. What's Mom going to do while you're gone?
I don't know.
Don't know, don't care.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, and have a wonderful time in Colorado. Check in with us when you return. Let us know how your trip was.
Okay, thank you.
Be like Owen, who's living his best life right now. Share your good vibes with us. 216-474-0104. Call or text the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Amen. Q104. Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So, Alyssa, have you heard the rumors about the secret guest who is supposed to be a part of the closing ceremonies of the 2024 Paris Olympics?
No, I haven't heard anything about this.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I haven't heard a thing.
I might be actually revealing something to you.
For once.
How did you not hear about this first? So the rumors are, the whispers are, that Tom Cruise is going to somehow be a part of the closing ceremonies.
Okay.
The rumors are that Tom is going to pull like a Mission Impossible type stunt where he's going to rappel from the top of some structure in Paris, and then he's going to land on the stadium field and carry the Olympic flag. The reason that these rumors are already out there is because part of his segment was actually pre-recorded back in March in LA. And
okay.
So now they'll do the pre-recorded part and then the live part with Tom, and I think that somehow leaked.
Okay, that makes more sense that it's a whole like Mission Impossible thing, because when you first said Tom Cruise, I was like, okay, why?
Yeah, because the new movie, I don't know when it's coming out. I still love those Mission
Impossible. Oh, is there a new one happening?
Oh, yeah.
Of course there is. There's so many of these. I've never even seen one of them.
What? Oh, my God, they're so good.
I know.
One of my favorite franchises is Mission Impossible. You should it's not too late to jump in and start.
It feels too late to me. But, hey, maybe the closing ceremony will get me on board.
By the way, the closing ceremonies for the Olympics will be Sunday night, August 11th, 7 p.m., I believe, Eastern Time.
I'm not emotionally prepared for that. Like, I want this to keep going on, like, all year long.
You're not emotionally prepared to see Tom Cruise?
That, too. I'm not emotionally prepared to see him. Not emotionally prepared for the games to be over.
I hope this rumor is true. Because you heard it here first. And if you didn't hear it here first, well, you heard it here.
You still heard it.
It's Q104.
The 104 days of summer on Q104 is heating things up with a $100,000 summer download contest.
You just won $1,000.
Oh my God, I could kiss you right now.
Download and listen to Q104 for just 1 hour a day on the free Odyssey app, and you could be our next winner.
I cannot believe it.
All right.
Oh my God.
$100,000 in cash. And every hour you listen gives you another chance to score your share.
Woo! I really need it.
It's easy. Just download the free Odyssey app. Tune in to Q104 and get ready to cash in on the summer fun. Don't miss your chance to win. Download the Odyssey app now and start listening. This is a national contest.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.